This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The head of the United Nations says a leadership gap is undermining the world's efforts to curb global warming. Days before presidents and prime ministers from around the globe gather for a climate summit in Glasgow. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters on Tuesday that time is running out to cut green gas emissions to meet the goals of the 2015 Paris Accord and avert the world of global warming. Guterres spoke at the launch of a new report by the UN Environment Program that found fresh pledges by governments to cut emissions are raising hopes but aren't strict enough to keep global warming from exceeding 1.5 degrees Celsius by the end of the century. President Joe Biden also will be in attendance. Speaking of the U.S. presidents, he's having a sit-down on Friday with a fairly prominent resident of the Vatican. Walt Ratliff has this from Associated Press.
President Joe Biden travels to the Vatican on Friday to meet Pope Francis. The world's two most prominent Roman Catholics will be celebrating a shared outlook on church teaching and vital social issues. The Pope upholds Catholic doctrine opposing abortion and same-sex marriage, but he has irked some conservative Catholics in the U.S. and elsewhere by emphasizing other issues that mesh with Biden's priorities. Biden faces unwavering opposition from many U.S. Catholic bishops over his stances on abortion and LGBTQ rights. Biden is the second Catholic president of the United States. He displays his faith openly, often wearing a rosary and attending Mass routinely. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Several protesters needed medical treatment Tuesday following mass demonstrations in Khartoum against the Sudan military's apparent coup. The Sudanese military seized power on Monday, more than 2 years after a popular uprising forced the overthrow of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir. In response, Sudanese citizens flooded the streets of Khartoum and other cities in the country in protest. This is VOA News. Journalists in the Nigerian capital are demanding authorities to probe the disappearance of a colleague who had been missing for 2 weeks and have held a protest calling for his release. Tordu Salem, a parliamentary reporter with the independent Vanguard newspaper in Abuja, was last seen on October the 13th after leaving the National Assembly building. Efforts by family, friends, and colleagues to locate the reporter have been unsuccessful. The reasons for Salem's sudden disappearance were not immediately clear. No group has claimed responsibility for the journalist's disappearance, but his colleagues said that they feared the security forces may be to blame. Ordinary Americans and the nation's airlines are combining to donate miles and cash to help Afghan refugees resettle in the United States. Organizers said today that they've raised enough donations to pay for 40,000 flights, but they're hoping to nearly double that amount. The flights generally carry Afghans from temporary housing at U.S. military bases to new homes around the United States. The campaign was started by Miles for Migrants. That's the number four, Miles for Migrants, which uses donated miles and credit card points to help refugees. Airlines have gotten involved, with the biggest donations coming from United Airlines and American Airlines. According to organizers, the effort has the backing of the White House. More coming to light regarding accusations that Facebook placed profits over people. 2 years ago, Apple threatened to pull Facebook and Instagram from its app store over concerns about the platform being used as a tool to trade and sell maids in the Mideast. After publicly promising to crack down, Facebook acknowledged in internal documents obtained by the Associated Press that it was under enforcing on confirmed abusive activity that saw Filipina maids complaining on the social media site of being abused. Mustafa Kadri is the executive director of Equidem Research, which offers leading human rights and labor rights expertise for businesses, government, and charities.
A lot of this happening of jobs being advertised, people being approached, but also people that are seeking to hire workers that certain individuals are being advertised online. So we were not at all surprised when this story broke, although it's an extremely important one. And certainly Facebook is a really critical site for both those that want to, you know, hire or even by workers, but also
Apple relented and Facebook and Instagram remained on the App Store, but Facebook's crackdown seemed to have a limited effect. Even today, a quick search for maids in Arabic will bring up accounts posting photographs of Africans and South Asians listed next to their images. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.